Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
Karen Conti, attorney at Conti Law, with us this morning. And Karen, a lot of questions related to the pandemic. A couple of things that have come up recently. Love to hear your comment on this. Folks wondering if using Zoom at the workplace, we've heard about the problems. It's not secure. Can employees or employers get sued if someone hacks in and gets confidential information?
Yeah, you conceivably could do that. This morning I read that they fixed all the problems, of course. I doubt it. But everyone's using it. I don't know about you guys, but in my business, people are using it two or three times a day. So it's just it's something that we're all going to probably need to use. The problem is that, yeah, if you're talking about something confidential in your Zoom meeting and you're maybe giving out even numbers, because there's like a white chalkboard you can put up with all kinds of graphics and things like that, and if someone hacks in and gets the information, sure, you could be sued. So you really need to maybe not do that right now, or you need to somehow have some sort of disclaimer when you're using it, that as to at least the participants, that they consent to having confidential information up there. As to your clients and customers, though, I would just keep that information off of the Zoom until we know for sure that this is secure.
And then we're hearing a lot about masks, and folks are sewing them, selling them online. I would think you have to be careful about that, or else you could be liable, couldn't you?
I don't think it's a huge concern, Bob, but certainly this would be something you would want to put, you know, when you're selling these types of things, you know, just it wouldn't hurt to put a disclaimer on it to say, you know what, this is not medically approved. As you know, there's no guarantee that if you wear this mask that you can't contract the virus. Ask your doctor if you need a mask that's more medically sound, and stay at home. That's the best way not to catch the virus. So if you put all that stuff on, that should protect you. That doesn't mean someone's not going to sue you. But I also think that if you did contract the virus, how are you going to prove that you got it while you were wearing the mask, and that if you had worn a better mask, you wouldn't have got it? Probably very much a stretch. So I don't think a lot to worry about, but these are the types of things it wouldn't hurt to use a little disclaimer language.
Right. Now, some jobs are deemed essential, some are not. What if you disagree with your boss about your job being essential? Can you be forced to go to work, forced to stay home?
This is really common. I'm getting this question a lot. The Illinois Department of Commerce, that's the place that designates what an essential employee is. So if you're concerned about this, go to the website, Illinois Department of Commerce. It's called Executive Order 20-10, and it tells you what the rules are. Now, the rules are bizarre, Bob, because residential remodeling, that's an essential business. Personal training, no. Landscaping is an essential business. Retail stores, packaging, online stuff, essential. Retail stores regularly, not essential. So to me, there's not a whole lot of logic here, and then some inconsistencies. So the question is, if you're fighting with your boss about it, you're probably going to have to do what your boss says. Otherwise, you risk being fired, because right now we have massive unemployment. Right now, employers are under a lot of stress, and you're an employee at will unless you have a contract, which means they can fire you for any reason at all. If your employer is deeming you to be an essential employee, you can fight all you want. But if you get fired, what are you going to do? There's no courts open. Hmm. You know, so, you know, you can try to reason with your boss. You can try to say, I can work home, you know, remotely in a better way. And you can point to whatever you want to point to. But you don't want to get fired right now. I'm telling people, unless you have some sort of debilitating disease and you need accommodation under the American with Disabilities Act, you know, if you have cancer, if you have something that is more at risk than the average person, then I think you can make your argument. Again, the problem is, do you then hire a lawyer, pay a lawyer thousands of dollars in legal fees at a time where we can't get relief right now? So you're going to have to negotiate with your boss. That's the bottom line.
Yeah, the slogan these days should be, just say yes. Yeah, I mean, this is not the time to have a dispute with management.
No, and And, you know, you can say, listen, I really don't want to do this, but listen what I can do. I can work on Saturdays. I can work on Sundays. I can work after 5 o'clock. Does that help you? You know, I'm willing to do this. Step up to the plate because, you know, I'm an employer right now. It's tough out there. It's tough for both employees and employers. I'm not saying one or the other, but we're all under such a strain. We're paying huge amounts of rent for maybe a place that we're not going to. We're paying huge salaries and businesses down. So understand the other side of the negotiation. Understand they're under stress and see if you can figure out a way that both you and the employer can be happy with how this works out. In negotiation, you know, just balance, just try to figure out something mutually agreeable.
What if someone gets the virus and because of that they're told to stay home and then they recover, they've gone through the necessary period of time, and then the boss says, no, you still can't come back. What are your rights there? Do you have any?
Not really. Again, you're an employee at will. The only thing that you can really sue for is discrimination based upon race, age, one of those protected classes. Having had the virus is not a protected class at this point in our legal world. So if a boss wants to discriminate against you based upon that, he probably can. It doesn't rise to the level of disability because it's a virus, it's a flu, it's a temporary situation. So that's, unfortunately, even if the employer is wrong about the reason, the employer is right about firing you. Right, and when I say right, I mean legally right. So, again, the best way to handle it is a practical way. Get a note from your doctor. I've had it. I have the antibodies. That means that I probably can't get it again. That means I'm probably safer than the average person. Have the doctor put that in writing if you can do that and say to the boss, listen, I'm an asset at your workplace because I'm not going to get sick or transmit it.
A lot of folks in the last couple of months had travel plans that they had to cancel, and they're dealing with airlines, hotels, and credit card companies. So what's the best way to handle those kinds of disputes now? What are the airlines doing currently?
The airlines have their own rules, and they are inundated with inquiries. So the first thing to do is just stay at it. If they have made a point to say online, you know, we're going to waive all the change flight fees, stay on them. And again, the phone calls are, you know, you'll be online for hours and hours. But I would say just stay at it. And in the event that they maybe do charge you something that you don't think you should have been charged for, then you can dispute it on your credit card. And there you're going to follow the rules of the credit card company. You're going to go to the website. You're going to figure out when you have to do it. Do it as soon as possible before you pay the bill. Otherwise, it's too late. And be factual. Don't be emotional. This is what the airline promised me. This is what they charged me for. Send the receipts. Send the screenshot of the representation that the airline made and see if you can get it done that way. The airlines will be your advocate. Credit card companies can be your advocate against the airlines. But again, keep trying on both fronts to see if you can get those fees waived.
And people who contract the virus, can they make a claim under workers' compensation if it's somebody who has been working on the job?
You know, I would say for a healthcare worker like a doctor or a nurse, perhaps, because being in front of people who are sick, you know, is going to heighten your risk of getting it. And so that might be an option. But generally speaking, you'd have to prove that you got it at the workplace. That's sort of hard to prove. You could try filing that, and I think lawyers are probably going to be filing those things. But the better bet is probably to go under this new law that just got passed federally, Family First Coronavirus Response Act. If everyone can go look at that and look at the bullet points there, because you're entitled to 80 hours of paid sick leave or if you have to take care of a child or if you're quarantined, that's 80 hours of paid leave. Then there's 10 weeks of three quarters income. So I'm sorry, it's like two thirds income of your wage for 10 weeks. And then they have to guarantee your job back. So maybe workers' comp doesn't cover it, but that act is probably going to cover it if your employer has fewer than 500 employees.
Karen Conti, attorney at Conti Law. Appreciate the good information as always, Karen. Have a good, healthy day, okay?
You too, Bob.